Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Goes Without Saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
I think this episode would have really hit for me if I mean, any time that I'm not feeling great, like I'm lost, I'm alone, I am really going through something, I'm walking through life with a big question mark over my head, and I'm looking around like, can somebody help me? And I've, for whatever reason, I've found this podcast. Don't know if it's necessarily going to help, but it'll be there for the ride. Enjoy. Okay. Bright and early.
Bright and early. 8:58 on the dot.
We're late.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No.
Oh, this is the reason why.
Yeah, go on.
13 reasons why this happened.
13 reasons
and
why?
And truly there are.
Jesus.
Well, the thing is, there's only actually one. Oh, God. Are you ill?
No.
God, what a nightmare.
I've been poisoned.
She's joking.
Jesus. Carry on.
No, I'm not going to carry on through that, imagine.
Jesus. All right,
are you all right?
Yeah, I guess.
Horrible.
God, throat and L. Really pleasant episode. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
The reason why this is late is because I was travelling back home from Portugal to England from... I've never had a travel day quite like this.
It's quite extreme.
7 a.m, I was awakened from my bed.
I arose such a clatter at,
which I don't really know what that means, but you always say it.
Yeah.
At 7 a.m. I didn't get home until, it's not even that late, 9:30. But there was no moment in that I wasn't travelling. Like, I was moving. And
she couldn't pull a microphone out.
And there were so many stages to my journey yesterday.
Why?
Just like, because I had to get an early, the farm that my dad lives off is in the middle of nowhere, like absolute middle of nowhere in Portugal. So you have to like get a, I had to get a lift, like a 45 minute lift to the station. So grateful to have that even.
That's
and
nice,
then it's
yeah.
like a 3 hour train to Lisbon. Then it was like the airport, then a load of trains back. It was just one of those things.
Jeez.
Where also I had to get to the airport really early because there's like one train every 4 hours from this town.
I'd rather get there really early though.
So I did. Oh my God, I will not rush. I will not rush.
I'd rather kick about in an airport for weeks, to be honest.
So I pretty much was kicking about in an airport for weeks.
Yeah, no, that's nice. So, I like that.
Oh God, but there was nothing to eat. Like it was just one of those, one of those places.
Sad. Yeah, that's
it was nice. Actually not a bad day, but there was not a moment to record.
No, so which so is sorry. Understandable. Never.
So we're doing this really early because then I've got my final writing class in a bit.
Final.
I know. I'm really sad to leave it, but God, what time it's been.
Are you going to keep in touch with the other middle-aged women?
Yeah, I think so.
You
I
should.
So. Yeah, I've learned a lot from them.
Yeah,
so.
I bet.
Yeah, my writing definitely will have improved from this
the
a lot.
The best people to learn from.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
in
life. The
teacher
is just great, so.
Well, that's kind of the main
also
thing,
a middle-aged woman. Iconic.
Pretty iconic.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Hopefully one day we'll grow up to be middle-aged women.
Fingers crossed.
Old,
even. Old age.
Old would
women.
Be nice, yeah. I'm so sorry.
How
I've
are
all
you?
Got...
Fight in your throat.
I'm fine, but as soon as I sat down to speak to you, it's like all of a sudden my throat is like closing over, but it's fine.
Oh, God.
But there's really, you know, when you're talking and it's like there's something ongoing, like
yeah,
this I'm talking, but in here there's something's happening.
Kind of when you have something in your eye and it's like everything's fine, but my day is ruined.
But
now.
I'm completely like I'm not here. I'm not present.
No, I'm just literally kind of just touching my eyeball.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited to speak about this. We were kind of like going over what we were going to speak about just now. Do you want to kind of go into it?
We're talking about feeling a little bit unsure, a little bit lost, a little bit, where am I going? Directionless. We know the drill.
We really do know that drill.
Also, one of the most normal feelings to feel in the world, but also I feel like the inherent in the idea that you are lost is the idea that everybody else is not
found.
Everyone is found. Everyone knows where they are. Everyone's on track and you kind of alone are lost. So why do we forget that it's like the most universal thing? Like, I'll be clicking on this like, I'm lost. Click, 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 click straight away.
Yeah.
So why do I feel like I'm the only one?
I think as well, sometimes when you're not necessarily feeling lost, you forget. It's like, how many times have you felt lost in life? It's just sometimes we shine more of a light on it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you felt like this a few months ago.
Sometimes it's romantic.
Oh, I think it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Ideally, that's the easiest way through, I think. Spice it up. But romance.
Oh, 100%. Give it a story. Give it a story. You're a girl in her 20s, in her 30s, whatever, teenage girl who is lost, she's struggling, she's going through the trials and tribulations of navigating her life.
Is it almost a bit like justice for main character syndrome vibes? It's a bit, was that syndrome? Was that what they called it?
Main character. You're thinking of lucky girl syndrome.
Syndrome, I am, yes.
Which is not a nice thing to put
syndrome.
On it. Syndrome. What were the Incredibles?
Syndrome. God. Yeah, it's a bit crazy. It's like if I came up with a new thing, I probably wouldn't reach for the word syndrome.
I wouldn't. I really wouldn't.
Personally. But
then I do like when people make things an illness, like, you know, mentionitis. It's like, that is fun to make it.
But itis is so, we're on different levels. Itis is, you know, fun and games.
Yeah.
Syndrome is like, God, do we need to have a sit-down conversation about this?
Yeah, but why did you do that?
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's a bit main character.
It's almost ideology, but it's not.
It's like main character phenomenon. Main character.
Mindset?
Yeah, it's something.
Main character. What am I saying?
German.
Mein Kampf. What the hell?
Should we just start? Let's start fresh. Okay, so I think most often I feel lost, and then occasionally I don't necessarily feel like, oh, I'm found now. I just don't even
get on with it.
Yeah, I'm just not even conscious of the absence of feeling lost. It's kind of, what is that thing like, positive reinforcement or whatever? It's like taking a paracetamol to take away your headache. The effect
you don't
of that,
notice that it's worked almost.
Yeah, you
just
don't
forget.
Notice the benefit. The benefit isn't something is added, it's something negative is taken away. And I feel like, how often in life do you sit back, kick back and relax and go, you know what, I think I'm just found these days. I think I'm just right on track. Probably not enough.
No, not enough.
Or it just doesn't come as naturally, doesn't come as easily.
Or you wouldn't put those words on it even. I think
no,
it's like,
because it would be insane to be like, I think I'm just found.
It would be nuts. But we've definitely been like, I'm going through a phase where I feel aligned right now. I feel aligned to like, I mean, we do put weird. We probably would say
we
we're found.
Would say found. Yeah, no, I think I might.
We sort of do. I think there are periods of that where it's like, okay, I feel aligned right now. But they almost don't hit as much as the negative does. When
of
you
course.
Feel lost. Oh my God.
World Bad ending. Times. Yes. World ending. And I think
it's attached to all like, oh, sorry, go on.
No, go.
Well, no, it's just attached to huge things like, I'm a failure. I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
I've let myself down. All of that sort of, oh my God.
Quite scary stuff.
It's really not good.
Yeah. We also kind of touched on just before we started recording the idea of like, or something that I've been thinking about is that when something good or bad, or just when you're feeling a certain kind of way in your life, you're feeling some sort of phenomenon, some sort of syndrome is happening.
Yeah.
You're in it. And it was, say, for example, it's something good, like you just had a big achievement at work or whatever, something's going on, something good happened to you. You'll get, you know, some praise. But it's if you're lucky, it's your responsibility. No one's going to sit you down and be like, Seven Wing, you did so good with the blah, 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 blah. It's like, it's really your responsibility to hold yourself down and be like, I am going to feel good tonight. I'm going to do this. I'm arranging a drinks to celebrate how good I am. I'm going to do it. Like, give yourself the praise. Because waiting around for someone else to like recognize and validate your feelings is
not going to happen.
Not going to happen. And if it does happen, you're still not going to be happy about it. Like, it just, nobody's, it's coming, never going to feel like enough. Nobody's coming, Harry.
Also, even if they do come, even if James Potter come works his way out of the woodwork,
the woodwork of,
oh
his
my
coffin.
God, somebody's come to say to you, you did a good job there.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Nothing hits. Nothing hits at all. Can't penetrate your shit, your fucking armor.
Everything
until
I once desired from others, I give to myself
now. If your teacher says to you, or your boss, whatever the hell, says your
parents, feel good for half a fucking hour, and then by tomorrow you'll be like grinding on to the next thing.
Yeah, but it sometimes it's like, I won't even feel it, because if you don't feel the pride in yourself. I was having a thought the other day. This was probably about 6 months ago, and I don't know if I actually think I disagree with myself on this thought.
Okay.
But I was sort of thinking, like, I don't know. I couldn't think of a time where I felt proud of myself. I was like, God, I actually could. I think I.
You now
I can think of so
that.
Many now.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was like, God, I don't think I know that emotion of really being like, I feel so proud of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those things where I was like, that's a fucking issue. Like, I don't think we are told, really. Like, it's not a thing that you almost are told to value your own pride in yourself. You're told to value steps up in this way, or someone else giving you pat on the back, gold star, yes, you did a good job there. Mm-hmm. But the feeling of like feeling inside yourself, oh, I am proud of that thing. And what I sort of came to was like, I think the thing that I can't access is that I'm not necessarily proud of the things that are the quote unquote best things I've done in my life. Like, I've done cool things in my life, I'll be the first to say it.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm not necessarily most proud of those things, but the things that I really do feel, I find pride a difficult emotion to access on those things. But when I think, like, when I'm proud of myself, when I really feel that, it will be like, when I've reassured someone, when I've like looked after someone that's crying, or when I have said the thing that led to something, or, you know, it will be something that like no one else could praise me for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And kind of the thing of like, generally, I think we have an issue with most of us, or a lot of us, feeling really comfortable in our own like mediocrity or like lack of success. So when something tangibly impressive or good, an achievement, whatever, when something good happens to us, there's such a discomfort that comes with that, because you don't know how to act when you're doing well in life. Like, you're so comfortable with being shit, with things going wrong, so comfortable in not feeling so great, not doing so well, feeling like you're behind, feeling like you're falling short, that when things actually go right for you, you actually don't know how to act, and you don't know how to feel, and you don't know how to process that. So then feeling proud of something you've done is like a whole other ball game. It's like, I can barely process the fact that this thing has gone well for me, let alone like feel tangibly proud.
Almost because the blueprint of how to act when something's gone well is, maybe you get 30 seconds of an email goes round that said you did a good job, and you get a few messages, well done, you did a good thing, or you just get a few moments of it, and then that's over now. Like, that is
so true.
The blueprint.
Move
is
on.
And never ever speak of it again. Honestly, if you bring it up again, bragging,
get over it.
Yeah, that's
what
blueprint.
You did one good thing.
Yeah.
Boring.
And it can only be good in these like small margins of like, it can be good, it can be maybe great, but it can't ever be like excellent. It can always.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Always be like, it has to be in these small things of good.
Well, also
does that
kind
make
of
sense?
Yeah, because it has to fit into almost the boundary that other people will place on you of how much your success makes them feel uncomfortable or frustrated or threatened. Yeah. Like, everyone loves to kind of give a pat on the back for 30 seconds
for something good,
for something
just good.
Like,
quite
good. Oh, good for you, I can handle that. Cut to tomorrow, back in squalor
back
you
in
go
your box.
Back in your fucking box.
Oh,
and
God.
No one else is going to encourage you to own the good things that you've done. And I think taking, like, if you get ever a chance to celebrate yourself, something you've done, something you believe in, something you've achieved, fucking take it. Otherwise, it's all for fucking nothing.
Yeah.
It will come and it will go and you'll be moving on. And before you know it, it will be on to the next fucking thing. And you haven't felt it. You haven't felt a thing. I also think with feeling it, something we've spoken about so many fucking times, like when something good would happen, we would say, can you feel that? Or like,
yeah,
are you feeling that? Like, can you feel that? Or like, how are you feeling in that? And I think something I've learned over the years is like, when something good happens, it doesn't necessarily feel how you thought it might feel. It doesn't feel like, there's a big tick, there's a big check mark over your life now and everything's fixed and shiny and you're in lover era and everything's beautiful.
Oh,
and
stunning.
Like pink and blue skies. It's like, your life is still how it was 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
And you're in a feeling that is probably quite surreal. Like, I feel like the word that I attach to it now is surreal, because I don't have a good enough perspective or a good enough awareness or a good enough sense of processing something good happening to me. It doesn't feel like one thing. It just feels surreal. It feels slightly out of reach. It feels slightly kind of
no blueprint.
There's no blueprint for that. But that doesn't mean that it's wrong or that there's something wrong with you or that it's meaningless. Sometimes it just doesn't feel how you thought it was going to feel.
I think that's been a huge lesson for us throughout the podcast. That was one of the first things that we really learned, I think, like that we couldn't have really learned from anything else other than it going well, really.
Yes.
Is that I think we almost both had this weird idea that, to be people that have a podcast with however many downloads we had at the time.
We're about to hit 4 mil, by the way. Thanks.
About to hit 4 million. Probably this month. Or maybe next.
Yeah, next month.
Oh no, not this month, because it's like the 28th.
Of March. But it will be April, I think. April or May.
I think it
depending
will.
On how you guys have got going on. I hope you've not got
really
a busy few
a
weeks
cake.
Ahead. Yeah, no,
we
need
really,
to get
really,
a cake.
Really want to get a cake.
Should I maybe source that, do you remember that one that I sent you?
Yes.
Should I try and find who that was and see if, should we do that?
I would love that.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Should I pull my finger out and actually like organise a cake? It should be a
good
thing.
Well, I mean,
to
it's
do.
A bit of a, it's a whole thing to organise, isn't it? Cake. I've never organised a cake other than asking my housemate to bake that last one that we got.
Yeah, but that was iconic. That was
it was so good.
What was
it
that
was Shrek
for? That was
cake.
Just for life, yeah.
No, that was because we didn't get any awards.
Oh, that was because we lost
that
the
was
British
really
Podcast
bitter.
Awards.
That was a bitter move from us. We
didn't even get
we
nominated.
Entered an award.
Yeah, we because we paid like £100 or something to enter it. So I don't have that kind of money lying around.
It's
at that
30
point.
Quid per category.
And what
and
did
I
we
thought
enter,
we were like, a shoo-in.
Yeah, no. God, it was bad.
I thought we had it in the bag. And then we didn't get any. So we were just like, fuck this. We'll have a cake.
And eat it. Yeah, go on. What were you going to say?
Yeah. I think like even from the very beginning when it was like, okay, we've hit, say, what did we hit? Fucking 100,000 downloads. Great number.
Beautiful number.
I think almost we had an image before we started of like, oh, okay, so once we have 100, like when we're on 10 downloads, okay, say we had 100,000 downloads.
Yeah.
We
You'll be a different person. Like
You picture Zoe. I'll be Zoe
different.
Sub.
I won't
is
be
Zoe
me.
Zoe Sub getting that? Uh-huh. Like, you picture yourself as all these girls that you've seen with that before, or like.
Zoe Sub.
You know, you just suddenly, it's like, oh, I'm a star.
I won't be me anymore.
Yeah.
Everything it's about me will be fixed that. And I will be different.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're the same old shitty old you.
Yeah. And then when
you're going everywhere with yourself. It's like, I'm not going anywhere. It's always me. Like.
You move to California, but it's just a state just of a mind. State turns of mind. Out everywhere you go, you take yourself. That's not
it's
a
not
lie.
It's not a lie. What's that? The word for like when there's a goal and it's like a false goal and it keeps moving, like the goalpost keeps moving, but it's that thing.
Oh, it's like a carrot on a stick, but I don't know what the word is.
We've said it 100 times before, but it's that thing. It's like a bit of a paradox where it's like there's this goal.
Arrival fallacy.
Yeah. You think when you get there, things will be different. If I just had this, then everything would be okay. Or, oh, if I just got that one thing, then things would be so... I would be so happy and I could never complain about X, Y, and Z again. No. Catch you tomorrow complaining. As you should, by the way. But things will not be different just because one thing has fixed.
Oh, my God. Do you know what I heard?
Yeah.
My absolute queen of this moment. She's been queen of my moment for quite a while now, ever since... her book came out, but...
Jeanette McCurdy. How did I know you were going to say Jeanette McCurdy before you said about the book, even? When you
because
said queen
told
of the moment.
Because I she's queen of my life at the moment.
Yeah, I know, but podcast. Who isn't?
I don't know. I do not hear enough people talking about Jeanette McCurdy.
No, neither. Go on.
She had her moment when the book came out. I'm glad my mum died. Amazing, incredible, incredible book.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing
cool
her get...
girl.
You know, I'm not seeing... James Potter come out of the fucking woodwork and ride for her. Like,
so
Jeanette
true.
McCurdy. Yeah. Let's talk about it. She's incredible.
Yes.
She's incredible.
She is, actually.
She's got a podcast called Hard Feelings, which is actually over now. Mm-hmm. But it was just like a short sort of thing that she did where she's just like monologuing into the microphone. So
a
good.
Bit like
and she
this.
Was saying, I just thought, I was like, oh my God. And I've just been thinking about this since. I listened to every episode on a car journey the other day.
Nice.
Like 15-minute things, but it was a real like, God, I cannot get enough of her.
Yeah.
And she said she's allowed to complain as long as she's not complaining about the same thing she was complaining about a year ago.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, okay.
Okay, that's interesting.
An interesting thing, because she was like, I need to know that I am growing and changing and moving. And I was really thinking about it. And I think I complained about loads of the same things that I complain about.
So do I.
20 years ago.
Okay, like, but what if things are lifelong problems? Then what?
Well, I think that's not complaining. That's like you're
caveat.
Unpacking your trauma.
Your life,
you know?
Yeah.
But like you're allowed to have like a moan and like, oh my God, I hate
of course.
This thing, blah, blah, blah. As long as it's not the thing that you were kind of bitching about a year ago. And I kind of have been thinking about things that I would be like complaining and be like, ugh, about a year ago. And it's like, yeah, different issues actually.
Such different issues. I also think I would even add to Jeanette McCurdy, I hope she doesn't mind. I would say, or not even add, but like I think my angle, my thing with like complaining, a real legitimate complaint, I think so much in life, I know it's so annoying, I just think like if you're moaning, so valid, and I would never invalidate someone for being annoyed about something X, Y, and Z. But I think have an intentional moan, have an intentional complaint, because I think when you get into, to be honest, the habit of moaning and complaining about...
And bitching.
You,
which is a sexist word, but, you know, let's use it.
Becoming, like, a bitter and jaded and, honestly, bleak and miserable person who just... Yeah. Their kind of go-to behaviour, a go-to habit is just to complain. And I think you reinforce something really damaging, like, in yourself, in your sense of self, in your relationships, in the way that you view your own life, that it's... Because I think, I don't know, I just feel like that was one of my things, like growing up, I feel like I watched, like as a child, I definitely grew up in an environment where adults around me were just bitching because that's all they knew what to do. Like they would just moan about things.
Just that's almost...
And I think it's the British way. I'll show you, this is the way.
Yeah, it is the
this
way.
This is the way. You just moan about things. And I think anyone... I think sometimes you can stick out like a sore thumb, like especially in England, like if you say like, oh my God, this X, Y, and Z is so nice, or like I really just giving positive feedback to something is a bit like jarring, I think, for a lot of people in England, or just it can be a lot, I think, to get your head around. I think definitely in our generation of like English or like British people, you're in the UK, there's such a culture of speaking really negatively almost by accident. It's like before you know it, you've just said like the craziest.
It's how you bond, almost.
It's totally how you bond. And it's just kind of what you do when you're not doing anything else. Like, oh, Americans kind of twiddle their thumbs and we slag off the neighbors. Like, it's just
genuinely,
it's so inherent in the culture. And that's not like, I just think it can be really sad and horrible. And I think growing out of that is something that I think a lot of people in our generation are doing. But I think when you're kind of complaining or moaning and without intention, and you're just kind of doing it by accident, and just kind of before you know it, you've said like the most hurtful thing about somebody or yourself or your own life. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's something to be aware of.
No, I completely agree with that. Because there are so many reasons to complain. Like, there's so many reasons to, as we said, it's bonding. It is often funny, as long as it's not really at somebody's expense. It is venting, it's processing, it's kind of talking about your life, working things out, looking for solutions, blah 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 blah, until it's not.
So true.
Until it becomes cruel, sort of self
hating.
What's the word? Almost like you're self-telling, like you're telling
self-report.
You're reporting to everyone
that you're an arsehole. Your innards are showing. Spilled your guts.
Careful. I can see your innards.
Careful
right now.
There. And they're not pretty.
Yeah, and they're not looking good. They're not pure right now. It's bad faith.
No, it is bad faith. You're not in alignment. You're lost. You're looking lost, actually.
Which is okay.
It so is okay. Oh, just want everyone to be like, you're not that bad, I promise.
Absolutely not. You're good, in fact.
Yeah, you are good, in fact.
But don't take it from us. Take it from yourself.
So true. So true. But if you can't get there, then we will be hit.
Then we'll get there, and it might hit for like a few minutes.
Yeah, just for a second or two.
Yeah.
All right. Look, there's something in there.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, good, good. Definitely like a wake up with us.
Genuinely. I have woken up through the course
good,
of this.
Good, good, good. Have fun at your writing.
Huh?
Have fun at your writing.
Oh, thank you.
Of course.
I'm excited to see how it's going to end. Because also, I was supposed to, in Portugal, write my 1,500 word thing for my assessment. And I haven't done it. So
what are you going to do?
Write it in the next few days. It's due on the 5th.
Oh,
no, it's not due today. Oh, no, yeah.
I thought it was due, like, in half an hour. I was like, Jesus, you're living
on the
edge.
Oh, no, I'd be absolutely screwed.
Yeah, you would literally be fucked.
I've got time.
Okay, perfect. Lots of love, everybody. Lots of
Sorry,
love.
Sorry, I suddenly can't hear you.
Lots of love, lots of love.
Lots of love, everybody.
Lots of love. And we'll see you around. Maybe let us know like what you want to hear from us next.
Yeah, it would be good to use that little box on Spotify. I check it so often,
so
honestly.
Do I. Maybe should I change the default question to what should we talk about next?
Yeah.
But I do love getting perfect. The praise, so.
I love getting praise, but almost let's mix it up. Praise us as well.
Maybe praise us on Spotify and then go over to Instagram and TikTok, and that's where you should tell us what to talk about next. That probably makes more sense, right?
Okay. Yeah. I'm up for whatever, in any format that you want to praise us.
All right.
Cool.
Bye, kids.
Right. See you later.
If you don't hear from us, assume the worst.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.